This is Magic featuring Phaser Days. Buzz Moller is playing a show with Rita May, who we're going to have a chat with on the other side of this. That's all happening this weekend at the Hollywood Avondale.
Hey, it's all the same. Excuse me while I die inside, but it's okay.
Is Voom with Phaser Days, the new song called Magic. And Buzz Moller of Voom is going to be playing at a very special show this Sunday at the Hollywood Avondale. It's a brand new series that the Hollywood's putting on of all ages gigs, Sunday sessions. And Buzz is going to be playing alongside the excellent Rita May, who we've got on the line this morning. Kia ora, Rita, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to chat with you. You've been on a bit of a tear recently. You played a really spectacular show at the Others Way Festival and you've been releasing some excellent singles. What's been going on in the music-making world of Rita May?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've honestly, I think I spent all of last year, early this year and last year, just working really hard on, recording heaps of music, and now I've kind of just got lots stashed in the bank.
Nice.
So I'm slowly releasing singles and just trying to do lots of shows now, which is super fun.
Yeah, that's the fun. I mean, writing and recording is really fun, but there's something special about playing to a live audience. And you obviously really enjoy doing that, which is it's a nice thing as an audience member to witness. What is it about, I guess, the tracks you've been writing and then now performing them that you're enjoying the most? Because, you know, there's so many facets to creating and releasing music.
Oh, God, honestly, so many things. I think for me, maybe the funnest thing about performing is, for me, my songs, I like to make them kind of painfully, I don't even intentionally do this, but I always make them quite sort of painfully honest.
Yeah.
Things that you would just never say in normal conversation unless it's, I don't know, your mum or your best friend or something.
Yeah.
And then you get to just say these insane things in front of a whole lot of people you don't know, but it's socially acceptable.
Yeah, 100%. And everyone in the audience is like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's just, it feels this kind of insane connection with people when you can see that they're like understanding what you're saying with like total strangers that you just never get in any other context, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Yeah. The songs you're writing, you're so right, they are painfully honest, and they're things that people can probably really recognise parts of their own lives or their own experiences. And what would you say, I guess, has been the impetus behind the writing for you recently? Has it been, you know, all these songs coming from the same place, or is this from quite a long period of time that you've been drawing from? Where have you kind of been writing from, Rita?
It's always... it's a different time frame for every song that I'm releasing. My previous single, Candy's House, I wrote quite a long time ago when I was studying in Dunedin. But that song, it almost worries me because I still feel it now, and I'm like, fuck, have I not grown in like 5 years? But Sunny Afternoon, the song I just put out, was actually from our first lockdown.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think it probably really shows in the song. It feels really, like, claustrophobic, and I guess just sort of... It just came from such a negative place, and it almost makes me laugh how dramatic I am in it. And but I still feel and get what I meant. It's just this, like, awful feeling of kind of just resenting people for their happiness, which is a really like awful thing to feel or admit having felt. But I think in that time I was just in such a weird place, and I was just finding it really sort of hard to see anyone kind of enjoying themselves, to be honest.
I know, yeah. And I think, you know, it's a really honest track, because probably a lot of people, well, definitely a lot of people experience that particular feeling. And I think in lockdown that was a really big feeling for a lot of people, but not everybody wants to admit it. So writing it into a song is a particular type of rave, and also I think a particular type of cathartic to listen to as well, because, you know, everyone goes, oh yeah, I have unfortunately been there. It's not an unfamiliar feeling. What is your writing process like, Rita? Do you do it very sort of introspectively? Do you share it with other people? Are you the kind of person who has to have the song ready to go before anyone listens to it? What's your process like?
It's honestly different every time. I used to be a massive hermit with it. Like, I would never... The only person I'd really show my song to was my sister.
Mm.
But just since kind of, I guess, committing to music more in the past few years, I kind of realized I was like, oh, I've got to collaborate, or it'll just be more fun and better for my mental health to share it with people. So I've started doing that a lot more. And it's honestly, I'm so glad I did. It's so fun. And you kind of realize that your ideas aren't that precious.
Yeah.
And it's not going to kill you for someone to not like them, or for you to not like someone else's.
Yeah.
But, it's maybe more of a combination now. Like, I sometimes write in the studio with a producer or with a friend, but I still do a lot of the same kind of just in my room by myself, getting kind of the guts of the song.
Mm.
And then I might take ideas to kind of flesh out with other people. Although, Sunny Afternoon was, I honestly wrote it as kind of this secret joke. Like, I was so embarrassed by it at first and was never going to show anyone because I just thought it was just too much. And I recorded the sort of whole basic production and my verse and chorus just on the gear I had at home during lockdown.
Nice.
And then I sent it to my friend Lou, who's Skinny and Soft, and does the second verse.
Mm.
And he was just like, oh my god, I love it, can I please let me sing the second verse. And so he recorded that in like a day, and then we sent it off to our other friend Tom Mills, who goes by Reed, and he added some additional production, and then it was this weird long distance song, like sort of depression song between three of us.
Well, it's come out very well. I feel like there's a, you know, a lot of fruitful stuff out of that tricky time there, because it's a really awesome track. What's the goal for you this sort of coming year? Have you got like an EP or an album on the cards, or are you just trying to play more shows? What's in the pipeline for Rita Mae?
I want to do as many shows as I can. I love it way more than I expected to love it, because cool. I'm quite an anxious person, so I didn't expect to like performing so much, but I really do. But pretty much my goal, I've got just lots of music sort of sitting there, but I haven't figured out sort of how I want. I definitely want to end up with a sort of body of work to put out, but I guess I'm still sort of sussing out what I want that to look like and sound like. So in the meantime, I'm kind of focusing on maybe a couple more singles and as many shows as I can, and then we'll kind of, it's basically a play it by ear situation, but there will definitely be lots more music coming soon, and hopefully lots more shows.
Nice. Well, we'll watch this space for sure. We're going to jump into the new track, but if people want to see you play this weekend, then the Hollywood Sunday Sessions is the first one. The Hollywood, if people haven't been along for a wee while, has just had a bit of a revamp out the back. They've got a little putting green around behind the cinema now, which is extremely fun. There's a beer garden, and they've done up the space next to the main theatre to be a kind of a nicer sort of bar performance space. And this is an all-ages session with Buzz Moller, Rita Mae, and Fess as well, who's going to be playing. And it's going to be a really fun afternoon, I reckon. It all kicks off from 2 p.m. and there'll be some food, and there's also a film as well. And if you want to go to the film and go to the gig, you can get a discounted ticket for both, which is a pretty good setup. So we'll see you there, Rita. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
This is Rita Mae's brand new track, Sunny Afternoon, with Skinny and Soft. You're on BFM.
You're the king, I'm the lonely drama queen. Petty thing, prone to waterworks and overthinking every shitty thing. Every little word you threw my way when you were bored enough. Night you crawled into my bed when you were cold enough. I knew I loved you more than I should. Sleeping with me cause you could. Was it even any good? I wouldn't even know. Like how an easy act when I woke you back to my face in the cold. No words spoke, I might as well have been alone. So please stop talking like you miss me. You're more afraid of lonely than you love me. Aren't you, babe? Ain't that why you're begging me to stay? If you love me so fucking much, then why do you hit her up? Rage, blind, jealousy, enough, don't seem in its way past my bedtime. Better get my rest. I wake up with a headache and nobody in my bed. I fucking hate the cool guys. Sunny, sunny, sunny.
I lost a friend and no hope. I push it to its breaking point. Maybe for a way to cope, I don't know. Confronting all my demons, turn them into drugs. Everything I say, I believe in. Maybe that's the main reason you had to leave after everything. I still worship you, even though I know it's wrong. Put you on a pedestal that you're wanting all for.
Sunny, sunny, sunny.
That is Rita May with Sunny Afternoon featuring Skinny and Soft. Awesome new track from Rita, who's going to be playing Sunday Sessions at the Hollywood Avondale this Sunday with Buzz Moller and Fesh. It's going to be a mean time. If you want to go to the movie as well, you can get a sort of a 2-for-1 cheaper deal on those tickets. A really awesome gig and an all-ages gig, which we love to see.